So now Geshe-la tells us how to engage in profound self-generation practice, or we can say qualified self-generation practice. It is important to meditate on the appearance of this self-generation while realizing it is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena. So when we say in the Siddhana, although I have this appearance, it is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena, this instruction makes our self-generation practice so profound, so qualified, the real quick path. So we need to make sure when we self-generate, we don't omit this profound practice. Although I have this appearance, it is not other than emptiness. And in some of our more recent siddhanas, Geshe-la also adds, it is a manifestation of emptiness. So our one mind of concentration simultaneously meditates on two things: the self-generated appearance of ourself as Prajnaparamita, and the realization that this appearance is not other than emptiness of all phenomena. So our mind of meditation has, we can say, these two aspects. This meditation is called the yoga of non-duality, of profundity and clarity. It is the union of the two truths according to Action Tantra, the non-dual union of appearance and emptiness. So appearance and emptiness are one object with two names. It is very subtle, profound, and the real quick path. How wonderful that Venerable Geshe-la is appearing in our life to teach us these most extraordinary methods from his heart. In this context, clarity means mere appearance of ourself as Great Mother Prajnaparamita and our world as Akinishta Pure Land, which is subtle conventional truth. Appearance not other than emptiness. Profundity refers to the mere absence of all the things we normally see, which is ultimate truth. These two truths, mere appearance and emptiness, are non-dual. Non-dual, not two, one. One object with two names. They are one object, one entity with different names. One called appearance, the other called emptiness. And Geshe-la says at this point, we should bring in all our understanding of emptiness. Here he says our understanding of the four profundities. So the profundity of the ultimate, the profundity of the conventional, the profundity of the union of the two truths, and the profundity of the nominal distinction of the two truths. So these four profundities are coming from the words in the Heart Sutra. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. And these are explained both in this text and in modern Buddhism. We're taught, we bring to bear all our understanding of the true nature of things, emptiness, at this point. So if we have some understanding of the union of the two truths according to sutra, we then apply this here, the union of the two truths according to Action Tantra, and we use this experience to then meditate in our Haruka and Vajigini practice on the union of the two truths according to highest yoga tantra. They are more and more profound. When through continually practicing the meditation on self-generation, we realize that the appearance of ourself as Prajnaparamita in Akanishta Pure Land, is emptiness. So the appearance of ourself as Prajnaparamita in the Pure Land is emptiness. We have realized non-dual clarity and profundity. Initially, we will realize non-dual clarity and profundity with a conceptual mind. So this is with our gross mind. But eventually, through following the paths of highest yoga tantra and making our very subtle mind manifest as clear light, we will realize this directly with a very subtle non-conceptual mind of great bliss. This one single concentration or meditation on non-dual profundity and clarity accumulates both the collection of merit, the cause of Buddha's form body, and the collection of wisdom, the cause of Buddha's truth body, simultaneously. Meditating on non-duality of clarity and profundity accomplishes all four bodies of Buddha with this one meditation. In fact, Geshe-la says, this one meditation accomplishes all our spiritual paths, all our spiritual practices, in one meditation. We don't need to do anything else. So Shantideva, this was his main practice. So he would continually meditate on non-duality of clarity and profundity, day and night, even during sleep. So we need to understand how important, how precious this meditation practice is. We quickly accomplish all the functions of the spiritual path. If we understand this, it gives us great confidence and we understand our good fortune to have this opportunity. So as this one single meditation directly leads us to enlightenment, it is a most important practice. So we have this opportunity to engage in this practice every day.